Tampa Bay 3-4 on the year. They're at Oakland Sunday. Fourth year quarterback. He has thrown for 1,800 yards and 14 TDs this season. At least three touchdown passes in three straight games. He is the first Buccaneer quarterback to do that. Former standout from Kansas State, Josh Freeman, joins me now. Josh, good to have you on. How are you?
Hey, Jim, man. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Man, it's good to have you. Thanks for making time. Hey, Josh, take me back to last week. You guys had that tough loss to the Saints, and then on a short week, you've got to turn around and play Minnesota on a Thursday night. I mean, in the NFL, where everything is so regimented and so routine, what's it like to have a tough loss like that and then come right back and play a game like that in a short week?
You know, it's all about mentality. It really is. You know, you talk about a game and a tough game. You know, you get to get a division rival, you know, playing the Saints. You know it's going to be a close game, and, you know, we fell just short. And moving forward, you know, we didn't have time to sulk or worry about it. And we just kind of came, everybody got back to work. You know, coach had a great plan, a great schedule set up as far as getting us prepared and ready to go on Thursday night. And then, you know, when it came down to it, guys went out and we were able to make enough plays, execute. I thought our defense played an excellent game and ultimately got away with a win.
You know, it sounds to me like you're pretty happy with the way the guys responded. What's a win like that do on a short week for a young team like that?
You know, I think it. A lot of guys out here around the building, it's all about in the moment, you know. But getting that win, I think it just kind of reassured us of something that we've been practicing, something that we know. If we go out and we prepare, we put in the practice, we work. It's all about preparation, and guys have been preparing. You know, it's crazy the amount of work guys put in, the amount of extracurricular work, and it's showing on Sundays.
I mean, that seems to me, Josh, if you put in all that work, you almost have to see a payoff, right? Is it discouraging to work that hard and not see results?
Yeah, for sure. You know, we play and we prepare and we practice. We do everything we do to win. You know, that's what it's all about. That's why we're in the game. And, you know, it's tough, but, you know, I thought early on in the season we had a few games that, we went out, we played all right, and we didn't win. And you go out, but this team, I feel like an extremely resilient bunch. You know, it doesn't matter what happens. You know, we want to win. We feel like if we go out and we execute, we're going to have a pretty good chance. But, you know, in this league, there are a lot of good players. But, I feel like it's kind of, all right, they got us this time, but, we're going to go get the next one sort of mentality.
Fact of the matter is, Josh, you guys have been really, really close. I mean, there's a lot of cliches in the NFL that I think are really a big waste of time, but the one that I kind of buy into is you are what your record says you are, because that's the bottom line. I mean, you are what your record says you are, except you guys have four losses and they've been by a total of 22 points. So, in fact, are you better than 3-4, or are you what your record says you are?
We are, in fact, 3-4. Yeah. You know, it's. I was actually talking to one of my buddies who plays for the Falcons. And he was talking about, I was like, yeah, we're going out to Oakland this week. He's like, yeah, we played Oakland and it was really close. And I'm like, hey, I'd rather have a really close win than a really close loss. And he was like, yeah, that's true. So, it's not, there are no moral victories. And nobody takes stock in going out and playing well and failing. You know, it's finding out what you can do in your preparation the next week and each day trying to get better so that doesn't happen, you know, I feel like as far as like a team's mindset goes, I feel like Cusciano, lays it out. Guys buy in and guys go in and they work, man. It's a fun time to be a Buccaneer.
Yeah, what's it like being in that place, that facility? It seems to me like Cusciano, he scares the hell out of me when I talk to him a couple of times a year. What's he like to play for? The guy is so demanding and he's so tough and he's so detail oriented. And I know they all are, but it seems like this guy even more so. What's it been like being with him?
No, it's great. You know, Coach Ciano does an excellent job. You know, you talk about going into training camp and working through training camp, getting to the season, and just the amount that, like you said, is expected of players. You know, he says that he doesn't expect anything more of us than to give our best. You know, we go by the trust, belief, and accountability. You know, and the accountability is a big one. And alongside teammates, you know, the coaches do an awesome job of holding people accountable and you know, it's really fun. You know, I'm enjoying it.
Bucs quarterback Josh Freeman, my guest. You know, you had that huge year in 2010 and then last year was more challenging, and then this year you've bounced back and you're putting up numbers. your GM, Mark Domenech, said that you hit the reset button in the offseason. Was that your approach? Is that what happened?
Yeah, to an extent. You talk about learning a new offense with completely new terminology and new concepts. And, I mean, at the same time, football is football. Defenses are defenses. But from the standpoint of thought process on a lot of things within our offense, you know, you have to hit the reset button, you know. Otherwise, I mean, you watch the tape, you see. I mean, over the summer, once we got going before camp, OTAs, when we could meet with our coaches, you know, after they settled the CBA stuff. I mean, getting in there, watching the Giants tape, watching Eli run this offense, and I mean, just how effortlessly he does it, and I mean, understanding it and seeing the process, you know, it's something that, I mean, you can't. I guess replicate it. You know, it's you have to hit the reset button in a way. And you know, I think that our coaches, the coaching staff that Coach Shiano brought in, you know, starting with Sully, Mike Sullivan at our offensive coordinator, and Ron Turner at our quarterbacks coach. You know, those guys have done an awesome job of, you know, just teaching, you know, challenging me, and you know, it's been great, and I'm definitely excited moving forward.
I mean, it sounds like you're having a great time. Now, you mentioned Mike Sullivan. You and he had a conversation during the bye week, and the next thing you know, you come back, and it seems like you're going vertical. Your numbers are going up. I mean, did you initiate a conversation with him? Did he come to you? What happened?
No, you know, going into the bye week, it's just kind of you want to talk to all your coaches, see what everybody's got going on over the bye, if there's anything for us to take care of. Because, I mean, you have 4 days off. So, I mean, we just talked, and he basically said, hey, I want you to just kind of take this time, relax. You know, football is not going to be completely out of your mind because we're in season. But I want you to relax. I mean, step away for a second, and then when you come back, so we can hit this thing running.
Hey Josh, what's it like finally? I mean, it's one thing to be the guy standing in the pocket and have to make 8, 10, 11 decisions in a period of just a few seconds when somebody's trying to knock you out. But it's another thing to be the face of a franchise, an NFL quarterback, where you've got to be responsible for not only making all your decisions and all your reads, but so many things all around you. Is it ever an overwhelming responsibility? And if not, what is that like?
You know, I think that as a rookie, at times, it's like, oh, man, you're thinking so much about the protection, and then, oh, man, what's the route concept? Where am I going? But, no, it's actually... It's challenging, but at the same time, it's extremely rewarding. You know, when you start to understand it, you can go out there and command the offense, the standpoint of protection calls, the points in the run game, checking out of plays, alerts, audibles. There really is nothing like it. You know, and it's fun. You know, it's a challenge every week to try to prepare and make sure that when you get to Sunday, there's no look, no situation that can throw you off. You know, it's a challenge every week to prepare. And we got another great challenge in the Oakland Raiders this week. So, moving forward, just definitely excited just about the opportunity to go out, compete, play a sport I love and in a city I love. And you know, it's, dude, you can't beat it.
Nice. 4 years in, Bucks are 3-4. They're at Oakland on Sunday. Josh Freeman playing good ball. Josh, good to have you on the show. Good to get caught up. Appreciate you.
Always, Jim. Thanks.
Thank you. Nice job. I think that he sounds like a different guy that had a really, really good year, had a more challenging year, and understands why it went like that, and is put in the time, put in the work, understands the opportunity, understands responsibility, getting better. I mean, he said a number of times, I'm really enjoying this. I'm really having fun. And what that speaks to me is, he's got a coach who's really pushing him hard, and he's responding. Not bristling underneath it, but he gets it. He understands. If I'm going to be great, if we're going to be great, we got to pay that price. And we're putting in the time, and it's working. I mean, they're close. They might be what their record says they are, but they're 3-4, and those four losses are by a total of 22 points. They're close. And to bounce back on a short week and to beat a Minnesota team, the most thought they would not beat, it's got to do a lot for that team.